This is John Moore, and I'm talking with a gentleman right now whose face is probably not too familiar to you, but I'm sure his voice is. I'm talking with Mel Blanc, the voice of Bugs Bunny, Yosemite Sam, and quite a few other cartoon characters. How are you, Mr. Blanc?
Yeah, pretty good, John. How are you, Doc?
Just fine. I want to thank you for talking with us today. And a lot of people know your voice, but most of us know very little about you. Tell us a little bit about your background, your family, things like that.
Well, let's see now. What do you want to know about me? You want to know how I look? If you would have had to look at the American Express commercial, which I did about 4 years ago, that's the first time I was actually viewed outside of the Jack Benny show to the public. That was, you know, I could hardly walk down the street unless someone came up to me and said, "Hey, you got your American Express card." That's how quick they took to knowing who I was.
Where were you born?
In San Francisco.
How long ago, if you'll tell me that?
Well, I was born May the 30th, 1908, which makes me 76 years old.
And still going strong.
Oh, yeah, I'm still a dirty old man. Yeah.
You mentioned Jack Benny. You also worked in radio with Jack Benny. Tell us about your job on the Jack Benny radio as well as television series.
Well, you know, Jack saw that I did the voices. I was the first one ever to get credits for doing a voice. And he saw that I was doing the voices, and he had a bear that was guarding his vault in the basement. His bear's name was Carmichael. And Jack called me in one day. He said, "Hey, I hear you do those different voices. Do you think you can do the growl of Carmichael, the bear?" So I thought for a moment. I said, "Yeah, I think so." He said, "What would he sound like?" I said, "Maybe like this." He said, "Oh, great, great. What are you doing next week?"
How do you decide what type of voice a certain character needs?
Well, I look at the character. They show me a picture of the character. And then they tell me what his habits are and what he's going to do in the next cartoon. And then they have what they call as a storyboard showing what this character is going to do in the cartoons. Now, when I speak at the different colleges, I have 16 different slides that I show for voices I created. And that's exactly the way that I create the voice. They show me a picture, then show me the storyboard, what he's going to do in the cartoon. From that, I have to create a voice. Like Bugs, they said, was a tough little stinker. And I thought, which is the toughest voice in this country, either Brooklyn or the Bronx?
So I put the two of them together, Doc. That's how I got the voice for Bugs.
Now, your first major characterization for Looney Tunes, though, was Porky Pig. And it was, if I remember right, correct me if I'm wrong, 1936, a cartoon titled Porky and the Rainmaker.
I think you're wrong by 1 year. It was 1937, and it was called, I can't even think of the name of the cartoon, but it was 1937 with a drunken bull.
How did the drunken bull sound?
Well, it sounded a little like he was a little loaded, and he was looking for the sour mash.
What's your favorite character?
Bugs is my favorite.
He's
been very good to me. I have to be good to him.
Now, in the late 70s, as well as the early 80s, there were a couple of animated feature films that were released in the theaters, and I noticed some of them are running on the pay cable channels now. Looney, Bugs Bunny Movie, and Daffy Duck's Fantastic Island. After all these years, how did that come about again?
Well, they just started making cartoons for motion pictures and for television within the last 3 or 4 years. And I have made several of them so far, and many of them have been shown in theaters, which Warner Brothers hasn't done in a good many years. And, you know, I might tell you this, that the picture is done after the voice is made. Most people think it's the other way around, that you do the voice after the picture is made. This is wrong. The voice is done first. They draw to your voice to keep it in perfect synchronization.
There's a noticeable difference in the quality of animation that we see on Saturday mornings now and the animation that was being done by such studios as Warner Brothers and MGM 30 years ago. Why?
Well, the reason for that is cost. Now, you take Warner Brothers does only what they call fully animated cartoons. In other words, every frame is drawn. Wherein what you see today is called limited animation. Maybe one in every 10 frames is drawn. Then they sort of blink the eyes and move the mouth a little bit, the background is like on a turntable. You see that over and over again. But Warners won't do that. They're pretty strict about keeping full animation on. It makes the program so much better.
Talking with Mel Blanc, the voice of quite a few cartoon characters that we've seen over the years, we've been talking about the past a lot. What are you involved with now as far as your career is concerned?
Well, right now I'm doing a whole new series on Heathcliff. You know, in the papers you see the Heathcliff the cat?
Right.
Well, I do doing a complete series on him. And then I'm also doing Spacely, which is a new series added to the old series of the Jetsons on television. Spacely is Jetson's boss, and he always says to him, "Jetson, you're fired!"
Now, the Jetsons were a real popular series back, well, they started back in the early 1960s, about the same time as the Flintstones. A lot of people may not remember this, but the Flintstones ran in prime time back in 64, was it? And you did the voice of Barney Rubble.
Well, that was on the Flintstones.
Right.
The Jetsons started around the same time, a little later, but the reason the Jetsons weren't popular is because the kids weren't too used to outer space and things. But now that outer space things are in, like War of the Different Planets and so on, why, we're doing a new series on that. And it sort of makes it kind of new to all the kids now. And in this day and age, I mean, space and outer space is a very popular thing. But the Flintstones were done started about 21, 22 years ago. And that was more or less on the caveman type of character. And they wanted me to imitate Art Carney. And I said, no, I can't do that. I said, I don't like to imitate people, because to me it's like stealing from them. So I said I'd use the same type of gestures and inflections that are used by Art Carney, but I won't steal his voice, because to me it's like theft.
Could you?
So I could, sure, but I wouldn't do it. Leave that to Rich Little. That's all that Rich Little does is imitate people.
Speaking,
incidentally, the best.
Speaking of Rich Little, I read somewhere once that he tried to do some of your voices and was unable. Is that true?
That is very true. He got his brother, who he thought could imitate me, but I don't know why, but I'm very, very hard to impersonate. People will try it, but they come kind of close, but not close enough.
Now, your son, Noel, works in the business Blanc Communications with you, and you made the statement once that he could do quite a few of the voices that you're capable of doing.
That's right. You know, but my son is like me. He doesn't like to copy anybody, and I finally said to him, Noel, after all, Warner Brothers has contracted us to give them all of the voices, and I said, you're going to have to work on it and do the voices that I do. Well, he's worked on it, and by gosh, he's got every single voice I do down perfectly. And it just works out beautifully.
How many voices in all have you created? Have you kept up with it?
Yes, I thought that I did 400 different voices. And there's a young man in Cudahy, Pennsylvania, I think. Cudahy, Wisconsin, who's writing a book on all of the various Warner Brother characters. And when he saw that I mentioned I could do 400 different voices, he said, Mel, you're wrong. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, in the Warner Brother cartoons alone, you did over 700 different characters. So that'll give you a rough idea of the various voices I do.
You did, for Warner Brothers, you did at one time, I believe it was like 90-95% of the voices. Who did the other 5-10%?
Well, there were a couple of other people. You remember Dee Benaderet?
Of George Burns, the George Burns Gracie Allen show.
She used to work with Benny. She was one of the phone girls. And she worked on a lot of the cartoons with me. And June Foray works on some of the cartoons with me. And, there are two or three other gals who work occasionally with me. I do most of the male voices. There are one or two different people who come in every once in a while and do a male voice.
Something.
Maybe the reason for that is that so that we won't overlap, you know.
Right. Something I've always wondered, just a personal question. Who did the voice of Granny, Tweety Bird's owner?
That was done by Bee Benaderet. And then when she died, Why, June Foray took over, and June does it now.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people may not know who B was. If I'm not mistaken, she was on Petticoat Junction, right?
Yeah, that's very true. She was a wonderful actress and a great gal.
Very good. Mel, I know you're a very, very busy man, but before you leave us, if you would, do a little montage of your voices for us.
Well, let's see. Yosemite Sam is a real loud character. You know him, don't you? See, Speedy Gonzalez, fast march on Mexico. You know him, too. He trees again. Take the trees away from the can. Give it to the mess. I think, underly. And then, of course, there's the rabbit, Bugs Bunny. You know him, too, don't you?
I say, pay attention, John. Foghorn Leghorn is the big rooster. He's the one that you're looking for chickens. You see that little house over there says D-O-G? That spells chicken. Go get him, boy. And let's see now, who else is here? Pepe Le Pew, the little French skunk. Come here, Pepe, say hello.
Oui. Hello, everybody. Hello, John. How are you? Nice to talk with you. I see you later. Oui. Goodbye.
Beep, 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 beep.
Well, that's the Roadrunner. He always has to get in every place. And, let's see. I think I've done almost all except one guy who wants to say goodbye to everybody. Are you almost ready to say goodbye, John?
I'm almost ready.
Okay, Porky, come over here and say goodbye to everybody down in Texas, will you?
Yeah, you will. But I will. So long, everybody in Texas. So long, John. So long, everybody in the league. That's all, folks.